This recording, Jiangsu 33, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at Old Zoo in a deserted district of territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then he put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her knit and kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. Letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you could only expect to see it in a dog or in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the inch goose began to strut around the office like lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comer, Comer, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comer was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, he tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing in a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comer and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe and the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown is located in a small city by the sea. Because it is not developed, so the environment is less polluted. I came from a family which has 3 people or 4 people: my father, my mother, and my sister, and I. My sister is 10 years younger than me. She is very lovely. She is now studying in the primary school. We all love her and take good care of her. Our hometown is a little small town, so people live in a very peaceful life.
孔子论有。孝而弟也，子曰：“孝而十七子，不日一合，与朋之于放雷，不日拉合，人不知而不愠，不日君子合。”为真弟哦。子曰：“事善薄，亦以日蔽之，曰事而不暇。”子游温修子曰：“近之修者，斯为能养，知有取马，近能有养，不今何日必合？”子曰：“斯时属日，贵时属油，察时属月，仁亦受之，仁亦受之。”